The once crowded streets of Tijuana are now mostly empty. Tourists have been kept away by news stories of crime and drug wars in this Mexican border city of more than 1.5 million people. Tijuana was not seriously affected by the epidemic of swine flu that struck other parts of Mexico earlier this year, but television images from far-off Mexico City have also scared off tourists. In Tijuana's poorest neighborhoods, known as colonias, people like Socorro Villavicencio struggle to earn a living. She is an indigenous Mixteca Indian from southern Mexico, 39 years old with 7 children. She sells beaded necklaces and bracelets to tourists, buying her materials with loans from the Christian charity World Vision. She says sales are down and fear of crime has kept away customers.
Como le diré, acá hay mucho ratero, por eso los policías de los Estados Unidos miro la noticia.
She says there are many thieves. She has seen on the news that police in the United States tell Americans not to cross the border because Mexico is dangerous. American officials have urged caution, but no one is stopping tourists from coming here. The fact is, most don't want to. In another dusty colonia, Maria del Refugio Salazar is part of a woman's cooperative, also set up with small loans from World Vision. Inside a small house in this hillside neighborhood, she and her neighbors are struggling to keep their business alive.
Haciendo bastillas de pantalones, pegando zipper a las prendas.
She says they have done everything little by little, hemming pants, sewing zippers on garments, and other sewing projects. Sewing projects have given the group the biggest financial gains. In another part of town, Tijuana auto parts dealer Jose Juan Ramirez Bribiesca is also under pressure in the economic downturn, relying on small loans which keep him in business.
Las ventas están bajas.
He says sales are down and that buying merchandise brings debt, so he takes out credit. But customers take their time in paying. There have also been cutbacks in manufacturing at local production plants known as maquiladoras, operated by international companies using Mexican workers. Many of those companies have shifted production to Asia. It all adds up to hardship, says Noé Martínez Vidal, director of the Border Project for World Vision. He says this small colonia, and many others like it, have soaring unemployment.
Actualmente, podemos decir que de estas 1,000 familias,
he says out of 1,000 families, at least 30% have lost their jobs in maquiladoras, service or other industries because of the economic situation. For Tijuana's poor, life is hard even in good times. Today it is much harder. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Tijuana, Mexico.